Hey, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Danielle Martin is a forest pathologist for the U.S. Forest Service in Morgantown, which means that she works in the field and in the lab to diagnose tree diseases. Last fall, she and her colleagues noticed something different about oak trees in Seneca State Forest in Pocahontas and Greenbrier counties. She showed me what sickly trees look like at Cooper's Rock State Forest near Morgantown in Monongalia County.
We saw a bleeding appearance, like an amber-colored bleeding, and then that's where we'd remove the bark and look for cankers.
That amber sap and those cankers, which look like a canker sore but on a tree, eventually led Martin to diagnose those trees with Diplodia corticula. Diplodia is an aggressive disease that limits the ability of oak trees to access essential nutrients and water, ultimately killing them. It was first reported in Europe and has since emerged in Florida, California, Massachusetts, and Maine. This is the first time that it's been found in oak trees in West Virginia.
But that vertical crack right there in the bark?
Oh, yeah.
That's something we would see on the trees down in Pocahontas and Greenbrier County. That'd be indicative of a canker underneath.
That's Matt Kasson, an associate professor of plant pathology at WVU, who studies forest diseases in West Virginia and the eastern parts of the U.S. Kasson's lab, along with Martin and the West Virginia Division of Forestry, collected and processed samples brought back from Seneca and Calvin Price State Forests. They diagnosed those trees with Diplodia. While the timber industry is aware of the new disease, they're not concerned just yet. But Kasson says West Virginia residents should be concerned, because as oak trees weaken, they are more likely to fall and hurt people, especially in recreational areas like Cooper's Rock State Forest in Morgantown.
Look at that tree. You can see that it's dead. That tree's been in a state of decline for a number of years and poses a big risk, especially to the playground area.
Tree diseases aren't new to West Virginia. In the early 1900s, chestnut blight wiped out billions of chestnut trees in the United States, including those in Appalachia. Hemlocks and ash trees are also battling illnesses. In fact, Martin says, these tree diseases coupled with mass logging may have helped Diplodia get its start in southern West Virginia.
One of the other concerns is that the majority of the Appalachian forests were cut about 100 years ago. So all of our trees are about the same age. And so they're all kind of equally susceptible in a way to these different pathogens. If something affects them, it's potentially could affect all of them.
Fortunately, Martin says she's not concerned about Diplodia wiping out oak trees on a large scale in the area. But she does think the disease will weaken the trees as a whole, making them more vulnerable to stressors like drought or insect infestations or flooding that could serve as the final blow to the tree's health.
I think us detecting this Diplodia canker on oak is really only the beginning. I think with all this flooding that we've had this past summer, we will see a sharp rise in the amount of predisposition and subsequently the amount of fungal infections we see in oaks and other tree species in that area of the state.
Kasson and Martin are looking into what is causing the outbreak in West Virginia and what could be used to cure it, in hopes that they can find an end to what seems to be the beginning of a new tree disease outbreak. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ann Lee in Morgantown.